Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. There's a fog over London now, but it's not the romantic kind. A toxic cloud of pollution has settled over the city, bad enough to divert flights and even delay trains over the past couple of weeks. Now, London has tried to cut its CO2 emissions by replacing gas vehicles, or petrol vehicles, as they would call them, with diesel-powered cars and trucks. But there's a big drawback. Diesel exhaust contains nitrogen dioxide, also called NOx, a proven human toxin that causes respiratory and cardiovascular disease. Martin Williams is a professor at King's College in London and an air quality scientist, and he joins me now. Professor Williams, welcome.
Hello.
Just how bad is the problem in London right now?
Well, it's bad. It's not as bad as it used to be in the 50s and 60s and even earlier in the days of Charles Dickens and so on, when things were really bad. But it's bad, and it's responsible for many thousands of premature deaths a year, not just NOx, nitrogen dioxide, but also the particles that come from diesels too.
How are people reacting in London? Are they staying off the streets or wearing masks? What's the effect on the ground?
It's not quite that bad. I mean, you don't see too many people wearing masks. There's a lot of concern over it, and the new mayor is actually responding to a lot of public opinion and a lot of media interest to take steps to minimize the pollution in London these days.
Well, Professor Williams, you know, one of the questions here is whether regulators should have seen this coming. I mean, there's a long history of smog in cities around the world, including here in the U.S., nitrogen dioxide, but also sulfur dioxide, the old NOx and SOx. In many ways, it seems like these were largely problems of the past. So how could regulators not have seen an air pollution problem coming if they started burning a lot of diesel? It seems pretty logical.
It does with hindsight, doesn't it?
Yeah.
At the time, though, we could foresee increasingly stringent emission standards for road vehicles coming on stream. And so we thought at the time that these regulations would actually reduce the air pollution emissions, and so that, you know, we could reduce CO2 emissions by using more diesel, because we thought diesels would get progressively cleaner. Now, there's actually been a really major regulatory failure in Europe. The emission regulations for diesel cars just haven't worked. The laboratory tests that manufacturers have to pass to sell diesels in Europe turns out to be not stringent enough at all.
Well, Martin Williams, it might be too early to answer this question, but nitrogen dioxide is a known human toxin, has effects on asthma, on breathing, on lung function, heart function. That's all proven. Have there been any noticeable health effects so far during this latest smog invasion?
It's difficult to tell instantly, days after an episode like this, because, you know, the statistics don't come in, and it takes some time to gather the statistics and do the analysis. But events in the past have shown that there have been effects from both NOx, NO2, and from particles. So I would expect that, you know, in future years, well, or months, when the analysis is done, that we'd certainly see these effects. Yeah.
And as you mentioned, this certainly isn't the first time. Let's just take the modern era that Londoners have experienced this. I mean, 1952, you had an event called the Great Smog. Thousands of people mm-hmm. died.
Absolutely. I mean, the causes then were different, of course. I mean, those big events, there was one in 52 and one again 10 years later in 62, when thousands of people died in a week. That was caused by coal burning. Pretty much everything in London was heated with coal in those days. That's been completely banned, of course. And now we've got a different problem. We've now got the road traffic problem.
Well, in the short term, Martin Williams, it sounds like a change in the weather is all Londoners can hope for, right? A strong wind for now?
Well, that's one in the short term, yes. In the longer term, there are measures now to make a large part of London what's called an ultra-low emission zone. So you'd have to pay a financial penalty to take an older polluting car into the central area of London. In the long term, the whole of the UK transport fleet is anticipated to become electric.
Well, in the meantime, Londoners wait for that strong wind. A new toxic cloud, smog over their city, away from their lives. Nitrogen dioxide has returned to London. Martin Williams, professor at King's College and an air quality scientist there. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. and our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.